This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
One of the most frightening verses in all of the Bible, folks, is right here. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. I don't know about you, but that scares me. Do you know why? I know there have been times in my life where I have shown judgment instead of mercy, and so have you. And for some of you, it happened this week. It may have happened today already, where judgment was your first choice. Judgment's where you're automatically default to. If there's a situation, you're going to fall and land on judging people rather than showing mercy. And all I want you to know is this, that's fine. But just remember what James says, judgment without mercy. No mercy for those who say they don't show mercy. Have you ever noticed in life that sometimes, not always, but the people that demand forgiveness are the people that offer it the least to other people? I've met men and women who demand a second chance and a third chance from the Lord. Lord, give me another chance. And then they turn around and they don't give that second or third chance to anybody in their family, in their circle of friends, or at work. Lloyd Ogilvie was minister in Hollywood, California for years. He's one of my favorite preachers. He said that he had a man in the church here in Hollywood came to him one day to tell him of something that his wife had done. My guess is it was marital unfaithfulness. He doesn't say, but that's the implication. She had been unfaithful to him. He really was angry. And Lloyd Ogilvie shocked this man by saying this, "Then I hope you never fail." The guy said, "Excuse me? I hope you never fail." I pressed this man to tell me of the times in his life when he had felt the mercy of God. He found that difficult. No wonder he was so hard on his wife's failure. I tried to tell him about his pain in God's heart, the forgiveness that had been given before he ever asked for it, to the continuing relationship with the Lord that he had as if it never had failed, acceptance in some countless new beginnings. When I went back over the cross and Calvary and the immensity of God's mercy, the man's hard shell of judgmentalism was finally cracked. With a fresh realization of mercy, he was able to make a commitment to be merciful to his wife as God had been to him. Now, I'd like to be able to tell you that the story's over with and that was taken care of and they lived happily ever after, but that's not the way the story ends. Lloyd Ogilvie thought he'd helped. He had a breakthrough with the man, but about 3 or 4 weeks later, the wife came in to talk to him. And she said, "Lloyd, he has forgiven me. He says he's forgiven me, but it is so difficult for him to change his attitude toward me." There's a little aside here. Sometimes we tell people we forgive them, but we never have the same attitude toward them, and they know it. And you know what that's called? It's called holding somebody in purgatory. That in-between place between heaven and hell. People do that all the time with their friends. We put people in purgatory. "Well, I'll let you know later if I'm going to forgive you." You know how people pick up on that? By the way you treat them. By the way you look at them. By the words you use. By the facial expression. They know they're still in purgatory with you. And the sad thing is that people die in purgatory. Your purgatory or my purgatory, rather than experience the forgiveness of Christ.
Well, I don't know if this message is speaking to you at all. It speaks to me about forgiveness or the lack thereof in my life. And I hope it does to you. This message will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel. Remember our website, crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.